for example, over Europe. It is indeed true that when you reduce the ice, that lets lots of heat out of the ocean, and so in the Arctic, you do see several degrees of warming in the lower part of the atmosphere.
And there's little doubt that it's been getting warmer in the Arctic. In the last 10 years, the sea ice has reached record low levels. But according to the Met Office's highly sophisticated computer models, a hotter Arctic doesn't equal a warmer Britain.
That warming that's happening over the Arctic is not seen over Europe, and the reason for that is because the circulation changes, the wind changes. And it turns out that when you remove the Arctic ice, then the winds become more easterly. So the winds start to circulate from east to west around the Arctic and south of the Arctic. And it's that that starts to dominate the response over Europe. So instead of warming in the winter over Europe when the ice is depleted, we get cooling because we're dragging the air again from Siberia over northern Europe.